Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KUAC News Minor Update. Fairbanks area law enforcement agencies are investigating two unrelated homicides reported in the last 2 days. In the most recent case, a 57-year-old woman is dead after a fight and possible stabbing late this morning at a hotel on South Cushman Street. Fairbanks police responded to a call about two women fighting at the Alaska Motel. One woman had stab wounds. The Fairbanks Fire Department transported the woman, identified as Jeanette E. Miller, to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. Miller later died at the hospital. Her next of kin have been notified. Meanwhile, Alaska State Troopers are investigating a man who reportedly stabbed and decapitated his 59-year-old mother Sunday. Travis James Reed was arraigned Monday on one count of first-degree murder in Fairbanks District Court. He is being held without bail at Fairbanks Correctional Center. According to a criminal complaint, Reed's brother called troopers Sunday afternoon to request a welfare check on his mother, Vivian Osborne. The brother said he last talked to Osborne by phone on Friday, and she told him Reed was on methamphetamine and had knocked her glasses off. Troopers found Osborne's body in the home, and Reed was found locked in a bedroom, naked and with bloodstains on his feet. A federal study details contamination inside a deteriorating downtown Fairbanks landmark. Fairbanks City Council member David Pruse says the 700-page Environmental Protection Agency analysis catalogs a range of contaminants inside the long-vacant Polaris Hotel.
We have black mold, green mold, asbestos. We have the things that are in light bulbs that exploded. We have all sorts of those things in every floor, every room of the building.
Pruse says the so-called Brownfields study is needed to move ahead with a plan to demolish the 11-story Polaris. Built in 1952, Fairbanks' tallest building has suffered from vacancy and neglect and was condemned in 2012. Mold and asbestos have long been known to be issues, and Pruse says the EPA report is missing some specific information.
The report showed the locations and the types of everyone there, but what they didn't do was give the amounts of each one that was there and the estimated cost to remediate, and that's what we really need.
Pruse says the city has asked for the additional information. Pruse chairs a city group that's working towards demolition of the structure, which was owned by Anchorage businessman Mark Marlowe. Marlowe has failed to secure financing to realize a plan to redevelop the property into apartments. The city has envisioned building a performing arts center at the downtown Polaris site, but estimates put the cost of demolition alone at around $6 million. Pruse says there is potential for federal funding, as Senator Lisa Murkowski is requesting a $70 million appropriation for a comprehensive solution.
Everything that would be ever involved with the city in knocking down the building, acquiring an entire block, and acquiring the block across the street and doing studies of what should be there.
Pruse emphasizes there's no guarantee the money will come through, and the city continues to work with Marlowe to address the Polaris. A Fairbanks man spent 3 days stuck under a shower platform in his house. An Alaska State Troopers dispatch says the 67-year-old man reported falling headfirst into a confined space and wiggling his way under the shower structure. Troopers say they went to the home to conduct a welfare check, knocked on the door, and heard the man call for help. Troopers say officers forced the door and located the man under the shower, which was disassembled to get him out. They say he was able to reach bottled water from where he was trapped and was in good health despite the 3-day ordeal. For more on these stories and others, go to KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I'm Sam Friedman.